The Committee on Finance and Tax will now come to order. Ms. Wells, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Chair?
Here.
Senator Gruters?
Here.
Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Bracey?
Here.
Senator Bradley?
Here.
Senator Pizzo?
Here.
Senator Powell?
Here.
Senator Sturgill? A quorum is present.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices at this time. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be entered into the record. I want to say that I'll go ahead and thank you for your anticipated patience with me on this committee. Moving forward, I hope to do a real good job and do it justice. And I'm depending on some of my associates and definitely the man on my left here who is going to talk to you in a minute. But I'm going to ask each committee member to introduce himself or herself and tell us a little bit about yourself and where they're from. Starting with Senator Powell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Bobby Powell, Jr., State Senator from District 30, representing the best parts of Palm Beach County, which is north of West Palm Beach to the Martin County line. I've served as a state representative for 4 years and have done the last 2 years as state senator. I enjoy working on economic development projects. I'm very interested in learning and working here in finance and tax and working with our committee chairman. I've had an opportunity to serve with many of the members on this committee, and those of you who I have not served with yet, I'm looking forward to the opportunity. What I can tell you is in my office, my staff, we understand that a life of service is indeed a life that counts, and we're here to work on behalf of all the citizens of the state of Florida. So I'm very excited. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I'm looking forward to working with you to make the state of Florida the great place that it is.
That sounds like someone that just got off the campaign trail. I am Senator Randolph Bracey. I represent District 11, which is West Orange County. It is a pleasure to be here. I served on Finance and Tax Committee when I was in the House, I would say 4 years ago, and I enjoyed working on these issues, and I look forward to the work that we have in this committee and working with the members also. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I am Jason Pizzo. I'm a newly elected freshman senator from Miami-Dade County's northern sections. I have 15 cities in my district, a lot of which generate some revenue so we're able to finance. I'm delighted to be on this panel and looking forward to some diligent service on this panel, and thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Pleasure to work with you again. And I am Dennis Baxley, country undertaker from Ocala, Florida. I serve Marion, Lake, and Sumter counties. Also a little bit of entrepreneurial spirit, you know, helped build a few companies and started a founding chairman of a community bank. You learn a little bit from all that. But probably learned a lot more right here in this building down in the Florida House for 6 years, starting in 2000. Was gone 3 years. Seat open, I came back for six more years, and then the last 2 years in the Florida Senate. So I'm one of the old guys around here as far as people have been here a while and have been able to work with many wonderful people like you and the rest of the senators here. I don't meet anybody here that I don't learn something from, and it's been a great experience and hopefully help contribute to some ideas and solutions. And I'm looking forward to your leadership and your wisdom as we try to do what's best for the people of Florida. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name is Joe Gruters. I represent the the Cultural Center of Florida, and which is Sarasota and Charlotte, and I am a practicing tax CPA, and so I look forward to serving on this committee with you and your leadership. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Rob Bradley. I am a senator representing District 5, which includes Clay, Bradford, Union, Baker, Suwanee, Columbia, Lafayette, Dixie, Gilchrist, Levy, and part of Marion counties.
I'm George Gaynor, and I'm from Northwest Florida, and I don't know what I'm doing here because I paid a lot of taxes and I've done a lot of financing, but I never thought I'd have the honor of sitting here with these this much talent in one day. So I expect to learn a whole lot, and I expect to try to do the very best job that we can do and would expect to do here. I'm going to ask Jose Diaz.
Jose.
Arguelles. No, I want to get the whole thing there.
Arguelles.
Jose Diaz Arguelles, who is supposed to be, and I found to be, the guru of this committee and has helped so many of us. I've learned exactly what we're supposed to do here and get it done admirably. He's the committee staff director and probably has got as good a reputation as there is here in the Capitol. And I would like to ask him to introduce his staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a little bit more about me. This is my ninth year here in the Senate, and before that, off and on, I spent 17 years in the House doing same work, tax stuff. Let me start with the administrative assistant is Lynn Wells. This is her ninth year with the Florida Senate. She has a bachelor's degree from the University of West Florida, and she'll take all your calls and get them to the right place. Going back that way, I'm going to skip Ellen for a minute. Robert Babin is the second one from the end. Robert, like me, this is his ninth year with the Senate in this committee. Before that, he spent 7 years at DOR. He has a law degree and a master's in tax law degree from the University of Florida. Next to, on his right is Steve Gross. He's a legislative analyst. This is his fifth year with the Senate. He's got a master's degree in economics from Florida State University. And then Ellen is the young lady next to Senator Bradley. Ellen has been in the Senate for 28 years, working in the finance and tax area. This is her last committee meeting. She is retiring next month. And if you indulge me for a moment, this is a bittersweet moment for us. As a friend and a colleague, we will be sad not to see her daily. However, we're also happy that she has reached this milestone and is entering a new chapter in her life, where she will have more time to dedicate to her favorite hobbies, singing, knitting, gardening, and most of all to her children and growing number of grandchildren. So we wish her the best. We will miss her and her expertise tremendously. Thank you, Ellen.
Jose will now review the committee's jurisdiction and discuss some concepts and materials that will be helpful to us as we move forward.
We put a little booklet in front of you. I'm not going to go through it in detail, and this is sort of like overview kind of big stuff. This committee generally deals with just what its name says, finance and tax, and it's mostly tax, actually. Finance stuff is handled usually by the Appropriations Committee. We do get involved in bonding issues, particularly with local government every now and then, but most of the stuff we get here is tax stuff or major fees. Smaller fees are usually dealt with in the appropriate appropriations subcommittee. We also represent the Senate in the revenue estimating process in the revenue estimating conference. And on page 2 of the handout, there's a little description of the estimating conference process. I was just going to highlight a couple of things. This is usually a group of, a number of people participate, but there are four principals who make decisions. There's a principal that represents the governor's office, a principal that represents the Senate, another one the House, and then another one the Office of Economic and Demographic Research. And those four individuals have to agree to whatever decision is made. There's no minority opinion or majority vote. We all have to agree. It's a true consensus process. Florida has been using that process since 1985, and since 1970. In 85, it was placed in the statute. Those of us who participate in it, and hopefully everybody that uses the information, agrees that it's valuable. I think it's valuable in particular because it sort of frees the policymakers to not quibble over numbers and just deal with policy. And I would contrast that with the federal government, where you sometimes have estimates that come out of the president's office from the Office of Management and Budget, and then on the same issue you have estimates that come from the Congressional Budget Office, and they start bickering over the amounts as opposed to whether the policy is good or not. I think in Florida, all the policymakers sort of take those numbers as the numbers that we produce as valid, and then we go from there. There are two types of conferences. There's a whole slew of expending and tax or revenue conferences that the whole series is done three times a year. We do one in the summer that's used for the long-range plan. We're in the process of finalizing another group that is used for the governor's budget. And then leading into session and during early session, there's another group that's the final numbers that the legislature uses to produce its budget. In addition to that, we have what are referred to as impact conferences. And on the revenue side, we meet to consider the fiscal impacts of any bill that deals with taxes or major fees, well, even little fees for that matter. And that process begins in January. We usually meet on Fridays. The meetings are noticed, televised, open to the public. Folks that have issues that they're interested in can attend and participate if they wish to. And it's sort of an ongoing thing. I will tell you that sometimes, though, and the interested parties in some of those issues do dislike what we come up with. As an example, people proposing a new tax exemption, for example, they're always telling us that our fiscal impacts are too high, because the lower the impact is, the easier time they're going to have passing it. So. But we're willing to work with anyone, and if they bring us good information, we'll use it. And that's that. On page four, I've just listed a few definitions that we deal with here all the time, and I'm not going to read them all, but I just put them in here because particularly on the revenue side, first off, it's not what you call it, it's what it actually is. I mean, you can call something a fee, but if that fee has certain attributes, it is a tax. And that is important because each taxes and fees, particularly fees, have a legal basis around them. If you're a certain type of fee, you got to meet certain requirements. As an example, a regulatory fee. Let's say, you know, we charge doctors a regulatory fee of, I don't know what it is, let's say $500 a year to cover the cost of regulation. But if the legislature wanted to increase that fee to $1,000 and use the additional $500 for the general revenue fund, that fee just became a tax. It's not a fee anymore. And whatever legal issues apply to a tax now apply to that. It becomes real important in the local government arena because local governments do not have authority to impose any tax that the legislature has not passed by a general law. but they do have a lot of home rule authority to impose certain types of fees, and they're the ones that are kind of listed here: user fees, impact fees, franchise fees, special assessments. But each one of those has some requirements, either legal requirements that have to be met to fall within them. So that's that. The other definitions that we have here are just sort of budget definitions of different funds that we have. And then the idea of recurring and non-recurring, we keep track of that. The appropriations people keep track of a recurring revenue is one that continues every year. Some revenues are like one-year revenues. Those are non-recurring. And as Mr. Bradley can probably tell you better than me, you don't want to use non-recurring revenue to fund a recurring program, because you're going to have a problem the following year when that non-recurring revenue disappears. On page six, I've listed two books that are very valuable to us at the staff level, but other people sometimes want to see them. There's a book called The Florida Tax Handbook, and I'm just going to show you kind of how big it is. This book that I'm showing is last year's book. There'll be another one coming up pretty soon, and you'll get a copy of that book in your office. That has a whole bunch of information on all major taxes and fees. There's a sort of similar book, a local government information handbook. If you're interested in local government taxes, fees, finances, that's also invaluable. This book, they print a few copies for what they call high users. For everybody else, you got to go get it from the website. Both of the books are available, and it's listed on the document I gave you from the Office of Economic and Demographic Research on their website. But they are chock full of information, history of tax, of each tax, and how it's changed over time. The following pages, we've just given you the table of contents for each of those books, so you can get a feel for how many revenue sources there are in the state and what's included in those books. And then the last thing we put here are the major tax legislation that passed in the last couple of years. And if you kind of look at those, it'll give you a flavor for the types of bills that you'll be looking at over the next couple of years. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'll be happy to answer questions, or we can move on.
Do we have any questions? Well, that pretty much brings us to the end of the meeting, unless we have any questions, or anybody would like to make a statement. If there's no other business before this committee, Senator Brutus moves we adjourn. Is there objection? Seeing none, show the motion adjourned.